Song for the fucking?
Yeah, it ain't that.
Are you gonna sing an intro or something?
He's an airboy. Be like, he's an airboy. If you use it, I need a cut.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Pizza and Porn. This is a safe space in your public assembly. So today, I have a guest with me, and she is known on Twitter as Third Eye Freak, and you will definitely be hearing a lot more about why we're going to be talking to this person, but our topic today is sex and the chakras. So we'll be talking about an intro to like sex magic. We'll be talking about things that help heal you and help make your relationships and your sexual experiences better. So welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
Oh man, this is gonna be good.
Space.
This is good.
It's safeness.
Safe space. So I was reading up on section spirituality, mm-hmm. and I came to the conclusion that all sex is spiritual.
Yes.
Right? So, and then on top of that, all sex is ritual.
Yes.
So, I saw that sex either recharges or drains a person, depending on the battery in front of them. So, the link between sex and spirituality is strong because of sex and things in nature. Mm-hmm. So, if we are taught that everything procreates, and that everything has a libido, everything has a drive, then that's what nature is about.
Yes.
So we're just acting as a part of nature.
Sex is 100% just natural.
Yeah. I believe so.
It's just how you use it sometimes that can, that's where the tricky part
comes. Yep, we gonna talk about that. So, okay, you may have also heard me use the term sex magic. Mm-hmm. Sex magic is any type of sexual activity that uses magical, ritualistic, or otherwise religious or spiritual pursuits. Mm-hmm. So one practice of using sex magic is using arousal or orgasm to manifest things that you want in your life. So we'll talk about that. Okay. And then we'll also talk about how the chakra system governs our sex lives. So we'll talk about just what are your chakras, and then what they each mean, and which ones kind of govern us. Well, that's a lot, but we're just going to deal with a little bit of
it. We're going to inform you today.
Something that you're going to leave with. Something that's going to help you. And so I got a couple questions.
Yes.
For you. Dun, dun, dun. When did you first learn about sex?
When I was younger, I used to sneak and watch porn. So then, I just was natural. I was just like, oh, this is what people are doing. Okay, cool. And then, like, I just started asking about it. And then mm-hmm. I just started learning about it. I don't know. I wasn't, like, trying to do it. But I was just like, okay, this is a thing.
That's when you first saw it.
So that's when I first saw it. I was just like, okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Do you remember anyone, like, teaching you about sex, though? Like, family,
yeah,
teachers,
my mom, she was really like open with it. Like I asked her and she told me, I was like, what's this? Okay. And she's like, oh, we gonna have this conversation. And she's just always been very open and honest with me about it. So like when kids were like, oh, you can get pregnant from kissing, I knew the real tea. And I was just like, I'm not going to tell y'all. I'll tell y'all mama's ready to tell y'all. But I know how you really get pregnant. Like,
this one here,
I just knew things.
Holding on to the Santa Claus card.
I mean, so guys couldn't really, like, when I was younger, do anything, like, inappropriate. Because right. I was already 10 steps ahead. I was like, I already know what this sex thing is. Like, my mom just, I think I went to her before she was ready to have a conversation with me.
Okay.
Because she, like, caught me watching porn, so... Then from there, it's just questions. I was like, all right, so what's this? Like, what's a penis? You know, like, the basics. And then she just went on to...
That's fire, though.
It wasn't no birds and bees and none of that. It was just a raw, like, this is what happens. This is what you do. You know.
Yeah. How old were you? Do you remember?
I was young. I had to be, like, 8, 7, 8, 9.
That's actually developmental age,
yeah,
though.
So,
that is
like,
weird.
I probably was a lot younger, but...
Tell people, talk to your kids between 6 and 7, because
like,
they are going for it. At 8, it is over.
Yeah,
reproductive,
like,
systems start working out. And by the time they hit puberty,
yeah,
it's done for us. We're done. We already want to know.
I'm grateful for that, like, conversation, because
awesome.
I'd have been messed up if I did. If I was believing these other kids, I'd have been lost, but...
Could have been so messed up.
Oh,
see,
so
already awake. Already awake. Okay. So what do you consider the difference between just regular sex and spiritual sex? What's the deciding factor?
So like sometimes you're just trying to have sex and just be like, all right, this is what I'm trying to do, boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes like the experience is a little more intimate. It's a little more like energy driven. It also depends on your partner. You know, you may have a partner that you're like, oh, I can just get it in real quick, get what I came to get, and we'll be on our way. And then there's some people that are more like, you may have a partner that's more in tune, that can, like, I don't know, it's just a different vibe, like a different energy when you have, like, the other person is, it's a lot easier when the other person's in tune. You can definitely do it without the person being mind aware of it. But it's easier and it's more beneficial for, like, what you're trying to work on or manifest or whatever if both people are, like,
awesome.
In
that's,
it together.
That's what I was going to ask, because is there a weaker way of that? It's not as strong as it could possibly be if both people, but you can
definitely
do it by yourself.
I mean, it may freak them out if they're not, like, ready. If you just start, like, speaking manifestations, like, as your orgasm,
yeah,
that may be kind of weird. They're like, what the hell are you on? But
you might want to let them know that first.
You gotta, maybe.
Just spring it on them. They don't know.
I wouldn't be like, hey, if you're on, like, a hookup app and then you don't, I wouldn't try sex magic with somebody you're just, like, hooking up with on an app, like, a one-night stand. Like, I need to get this nut off. I would not suggest it, because then, like, your manifestations at the end of the day could be altered based off of, like, the person you're having sex with and or whatever you're trying to, like, bring into your spiritual space or whatever. It could be altered depending on the person. So, I mean, I just think you gotta know who you're sleeping with.
Yeah.
Which,
and on top of that, you really could manifest it by yourself.
You 100%
can. At your house.
I've done it by myself 100%. Like, sometimes you be like, oh, I just, like, new moon energy, when it's like a full moon, a new moon. If you don't have a partner, you don't have to be like, dang, I wish I had somebody to have sex with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could really just do what you gotta do on your own and still work the magic, still set up the space, still do the whole shebang without having to have another person in the room with you. Like,
I love that. Because you just flying through my questions, girl. I was gonna ask, when are the best times to practice sex magic? I was going to ask, have you practiced sex magic? So we know that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you mentioned full moons. You mentioned, like...
Yeah, like when certain... I don't know. It just depends. Like right now, there's like a... I think it's... Don't quote me. I want to say right now it's a new moon in Pisces.
Correct.
So this is like the time where you're supposed to be like... setting your intentions and, like, going after your goals. And, like, so, like, when you probably watching this, it won't be that. But, like, this would be a good time to, like, have sex magic. Or, like, put those intentions to have sex magic.
Okay.
Or, like, oh, I'm going to set me up a nice spiritual bath. And, you know, me and myself are going to have a little moment. You know, it's just all about your intentions going into it, to be honest. Because, like, if you're just like, let me watch this porn real quick and just, you know, knock one out. That's a little different than setting. You can set the mood for yourself with yourself.
It's a different release that you're searching for. Like, what we're talking about is a little bit different from just having sex to have sex, mm-hmm. which people do need sex. Yeah. Like, it's not something that we can say that it's just something that you have. It's the fact that we're all having it.
Yeah.
It's a basic need. However, who you have sex with can alter your life, good or bad, whichever way that it is that you're seeking for. So be careful of that. Yeah. And there's always yourself.
If you have sex with somebody consistently and your energy is drained like the next day, or you feel like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm sick, my body hurts, my stomach hurts, that's signs from like the universe that like maybe this is not the person you need to be fucking on a consistent basis, because mm-hmm. like you should never get done having sex and feel like more tense or more stressed, or like you should feel released, mm-hmm. or relieved. And that's how you can kind of gauge, like, if you do have multiple sexual partners, like, who is who for you in that space. Like, oh, this is the dude I hit up when I'm drunk trying to just get it in, you know. That's mm-hmm. different than somebody you would hit up that's like you just have a different connection with, in a sense. So just,
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay.
Sex can make you sick. Sex definitely make you sick.
Sex can make you sick.
Ugh.
It's just
learn the hard way.
Man, it's like, ugh. I had this thing about like how can you negatively influence a partner during sex? And it's like, it's one of those things. It's like if you have a headache but then you pass the headache off,
mm-hmm.
that's a negative. It's like that's,
I mean, it's different if you've had a headache and the headache's gone.
That's great.
And or your body feels like, it's been times like I've had sex and my body was just so like painful, mm. and then afterwards like I didn't feel that pain or my energy felt
muscle
like,
relaxes.
Ooh, oh my god, I needed that. You know what I'm saying? But like if you leave sex feeling worse, then it's kind of like,
mm-mm.
what you doing? Like. Nah. I don't know, like, yeah, you guys are nervous, but it's like, how does your body feel after? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel worried?
That's
like,
important.
You have to listen to your body. Like, your vagina or your penis can reject the person. And people don't
realize
that.
What does that look like?
I don't know. It's happened to me before I knew I was having, like.
What does rejection look like spiritually and sex?
Like, you may not be as lubricated.
Mm.
You know, your vagina, it just may not feel comfortable for you. Like.
I see that.
People be like, oh, it was too big. I couldn't. No, maybe, girl, your vagina just didn't. Your spirit, your vagina is like, it's a spiritual. Girl, we don't like that.
It'll tell you. And it's,
You ain't got you ain't got a disease, but you feel your vagina feel uncomfortable after. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's happened to me, like, in my younger years, and I was like, But now that I'm more in tune, I was like, oh, that was my body telling me that was not who I was.
Nice.
Supposed
physical
to be.
Rejection.
Yeah, that's like a thing. Like,
okay.
Are your sacral and your heart chakra. Mm-hmm. Sacral is being like the sexual, you know, if your sacral chakra is like closed or locked or blocked or whatever you want to call it, that's when you're not really like in the sexual space. Like, I just don't, you know, I'm not feeling sexy. I don't like enjoy sex anymore. And maybe because your chakra is blocked, and there's different ways to unblock them. It just kind of just depends on the work you're trying to do, or if you even care that it's blocked, or, you know, just, a lot of people don't realize, like, oh, I have a headache in the middle of my head, and a lot of times I'm like, oh, your third eye.
It's a different meaning.
If you
for
have
you.
Cramps, a lot of times, like I tell, like when women have cramps, or like they're always bloated, or their stomach's always hurt, or they're always nauseous, you gotta start looking at ways to unblock your sacral chakra or your solar plexus. And it's basically just breathing exercise, a lot of breathing, a lot of affirmations, mantras, meditation, stuff like that. When you meditate, if you feel like one of your chakras are like blocked, you just kind of like meditate on that specific chakra.
Okay.
You like visualize the color. You visualize like the color in that area, and
that's why the colors are important.
Yeah, you just kind of meditate on the color or like the space, just speak affirmations, like, you know, there's different ones. You can Google, like, chakra.
You can. We'll put links.
Yeah. And, like, sometimes I'm like, ooh, my heart chakra feel real close right now. Let me go say some affirmations. Or you can make your own affirmations or have your own, you know, you don't, once you learn them, you can just quote them as you feel them and then, you know, meditate on them.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I've been reading about the difference between what drives men versus what drives women when it comes to chakras. Mm-hmm. And because I wasn't like that well versed on chakras, that's why I'm glad you're here so you mm-hmm. can explain them. But I was reading that women actually, our sexual energy is located in our sacral chakra, mm-hmm. right? And our heart chakra. For men, their sexual drive is located in their root chakra. Mm-hmm. And not their sacral chakra, which is why men can achieve sexual peaks and being aroused quicker than women can, whereas women have to be, like, they have to be pushed, or not pushed, but massaged into that feeling of arousal.
Yeah.
So it may take women longer because it's just not connected to
Outside things, which is really cool. What it is too is like not all women, but a lot of women connect their sex to their heart, mm-hmm. whereas guys may not connect like love or affection, like emotional mm-hmm. heart chakra energy towards sex. So it's like to them, it's just like, all right, I'm about to have sex. It is mm-hmm. what it is. But like a lot of women, it's just natural. It doesn't mean like all women are emotionally blah blah. It's just like. A lot of our stuff is just wired differently, spiritually connected, like, and women are just affected differently. Right. It's not, like, it just is what it is, and I mean, I'm cool with it. I like my heart being connected to my energy, and that's just, because when you do things with fuller intention, and that's where a lot of the issues come when it comes to, like, guys and women and guys. It's like, a lot of women do things with deeper intentions because they move from their heart chakra, so, like, there's women out here that's probably getting it in every day with a different person and don't feel nothing about it. And that's cool. But then there's other women who are more in tune with their hearts. And they're like, I can't just let anybody up inside me.
Yeah.
I can't just be like. Because
it's not just the physical.
Yeah.
It's way more than that to some people.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'm with all. I have no judgment.
I don't judge either. I'm like, get it in.
Do
like,
what you do. But just
sometimes I'm like, dude, I wish I wasn't so aware of mine for I could just go out and bust it open every, like, when I felt it. But it's like, spirit would not let me ever be on that. Like, ever. Like.
That's because you have to know you.
Yeah.
You just gotta know you.
Yeah,
you know, if you are open to those things and if you are like, too open, then predatory things can happen to you. And so you just can't risk it if you know that you're too vulnerable. Yes. Sometimes it's just better to protect yourself by staying away from those energies the same way I will cut off friends or quit a job.
It's literally the same thing with
your vagina.
You can be having sex with somebody for like 6 months. It may just be like some just sex. It may just be like, oh, I hit you up. And then you may just be like, nah, I don't have sex with you no more. And it may come out the blue for them, but for you, it's just like, what are you bringing to the table besides sex? Like, what am I? If you're having sex consistently with a person and you don't see any like growth in your life, but you're consistently fucking, and like on top of that, especially if he's not making you orgasm, it's just kind of like, what are you doing?
There's been a lot of non-orgasms happening. And though this is a very, very sad epidemic, it's a lot more people than you think.
Oh, yeah.
And so then it becomes a bigger problem of not being honest with your partners, letting them know what is sexually pleasing to you, what is not, and then also what is it that is going on with you that accepts it. Because a lot of times that's going to be your fault. And after the first time,
and you have to, like, I think a lot of times too, we grow up and we just don't really take that time to know ourselves or learn ourselves or like, what do you like? Penetration may not be for you. Yeah. And you can say that and be like, look, you know.
Because there's somebody for you who feels the same way. Like, I think that's the thing, feeling like you're alone in the decision. And that's what stops people from like saying those things that would typically be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't tell them.
Because they're going to, what are they
going to judge you? Yeah, they're going to judge you, so.
But you're happier.
Right.
You're so satisfied.
Who's, okay, whose scale are you, exactly, like, putting yourself on? So, it's okay. Just all of that is fine. Just find you people who feel the same way that you do about that subject, and you'll be just fine. It'll be like nothing, yeah, ever else existed.
Because there's, like, how many people in this world? Like, 7 billion?
It's billions.
Like, 2 or 3 that you're fucking with is gonna, like,
affect. Born every day.
You may not be able to fuck them, but
you may have to wait in, like, a couple years. But they'll be here too. Talk to me back in 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, right. Holla at me.
Everybody was like, wait a
I'll
second.
I'll be 45. Holla at me.
Just waiting on them. No, we're not.
I mean,
we're not.
I just think it'd be easier, like, generations growing up, if people were just, like, more in tune with themselves. Like,
yeah.
Self-love is real. Like, and that don't mean, like, oh, I'm into a face mask. But, like, what do you like? What don't you like? What feels good? What doesn't feel good? What do you expect? What do you not tolerate? It's just, you don't want to wait till you're 45 and you're in a 10-year marriage to be like, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like this. I mean, you grow every day and learn the things about yourself every day, but if people just started younger, like, I was like, if I really started practicing self-love, like, at 10, 11, like, more in tune with myself, like, I would.
I feel like I had more self-confidence when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, you know, of course, when you're younger, you have less fears, you know, to do anything.
Facts.
But I think that's a lot attached to it, like, I have a different love for myself now, and it's way better, but it's definitely, I'm like, yeah, you just have different iterations of it.
And that's, yeah. Like,
and that's cool, but you're never gonna know yourself, and you'll learn yourself more as you get around more people who help, you know, mirror yourself.
Yes. And it's about the experiences, like, you may meet a person that's like, ooh, that's not what I want. And then you made me the person that's like, ooh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just always about experiencing it. Like, don't take it too serious. Like,
because it's just an experience.
Like, we 20 years old, we like, by 25, I'm going to be married. This is going to be the love of my life. And it's just like,
then you see other 25-year-olds when you're 25, and you're like, why would I choose to be married at
25? Right.
This is fun right now.
I'm having the time of my life.
Amazing.
And you wanna
this is great out here. Who lied to you people?
Right.
Who was I at 21? Stupid.
Not married. I couldn't. I mean, I support it. Mm. If you find it, keep it. Cause finding love is hard. I ain't gonna never discredit that.
It's gotta be real too. We just be so stupid because it be so quick.
Forever.
We're gonna stay together. Forever. 2 months later, you like,
nah, nigga, we make it after 2 months then.
Please lose my number. Why?
God damn it.
Why are you still calling me?
I don't know. And then it's like, it's just standards are so different now. Like, experiences are.
You can do anything.
Do whatever
now.
You want.
You can do anything. Now.
I tell girls when I meet, like, younger girls, it's like, I love him. I'm like, girl, you're single until you're married. Like, you don't put
prove it.
Don't put your eggs in one basket, girl. Like,
prove it.
Why? Because he calls you on time, like, girl.
Prove it.
Like, it's a
what
lot.
What does this mean?
And then it's like, don't be too quick to settle down, right? Think you want
stop
it?
Stop settling down. Why are we settling?
The truth is, we just really want attention.
Why are we settling? Like, why is this term settling down? Like,
yeah,
why can't it just be?
Experience in life.
Like,
experience in love in different forms.
Just
like,
different. It's just
when you hear,
something that a bunch
down,
of people do.
Yeah, you just think like, I just think like, when I hear settle down, even when I was younger, I just thought,
settle.
I hear lock and key. I hear
that was the best I could do now. That's what I hear. It's like,
this is it. I like this. Forever. I don't know. It's just like
when you do, you prove it, and it just don't be like, oh, so you're stepping up and what? We're not doing this, guys. Stop it. Stop settling.
Don't settle.
be, please don't. Please, be just 100%.
If you have a question in your head, like, do I like them or do I like attention from them? Them the questions I have to ask myself when
I like them or do I like that they like me?
Yeah, like
that's stupid.
Yeah. It's the energy too. It's just like some people you can't. It's like some people you meet and you're just like, all right, cool. And then some people you meet and you're like, all right, cool. Like you gonna be a part of my, you know, like my life in some type of form. You know, it's just
maybe. Yeah. We don't even, like
which things are like so temporary. Mm-mm. But it's the fact that things are not as permanent Mm-mm. as we pretend that they are.
But like, it's the expectations that fuck us up.
Yeah,
if we just met somebody and was like, we just gonna take it till we take it without that pressure of like, are we gonna get married in 4 years, we're gonna have a kid, we're gonna have a white picket fence, and it gotta be like this, that's when the whole equation starts to like,
unless you are both those type A personalities, it's never going to work. And you cannot force people to believe the same things that you do
or want the same things.
It's just never gonna work. It's never gonna work. You have to have personalities that are compatible to even work together. This is in any type of situation where it's business, it's personal. Your friends, like sometimes you know your friends' strong suits and they may get on your nerves in other ways, just how you'll get on their nerves in other ways. And that's cool, but y'all have a mutual like consideration for each other. You don't bring those parts up, or you try not to at least, but you can just be like, okay, this is what this is. We don't do that with other people who we like or who we love. We give them this is what I need you to be. And if you are not that. We don't
give them that same.
Yeah, we don't give them the same grace.
The same grace.
Like, this is supposed to be.
It's this or nothing. And I don't know.
That's very tough to live that way. Let people,
I don't know. And I think that's where I've always had like issues in relationships. I'm always just kind of like, do what you want to do. Like, not do what you want to do, but be who you are. Because at the end of the day, you're going to die regardless if you're with me or not. And, like, I would hate for you to be like, I didn't get to experience my fullest potential because I was trying to conform to what you wanted me to mm-hmm. be like. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm just, experience your life, you know? Period. Like,
just you can say experience your life because I will experience mine.
Exactly. And like, I'm not dumbing myself down or watering myself down or stepping down from my beliefs or like energy field or frequency level to meet you at yours because you ain't there yet.
Yeah.
And it's not trying to say like I'm gonna force you to be there. Like, take your time, bro. Like, take your time.
But somehow being around you should force
them
in themselves
to look at themselves to do that. You or they gonna like accept it as like, oh, let me see where I can grow. Or like, I've met people that like inspire me. Like, I may have been younger and not prepared for that mental growth, but I'm like, oh wow, this is what you was on. Mm-hmm. And you see it, you may see it years later, you may see it months later. And that's why a lot of times when you like couples break up, one of them come back and be like, oh, I missed you, I'm sorry, I forgot, you know? And it's like, by that time, it's like, I'm on to some whole other, like,
way. Yep, it depends on what your cutoff period is. Be there for me, okay. So,
can I go?
Do you have any pre-sex rituals? If so, what are they?
Like normal rituals,
really. Yeah, just, you know, any that you can share for others who may want them. You don't have to be like all of them, but clearly you do. But just, you know.
I mean, so just like, it just depends on like the situation or the setup. It's just like, if I know I'm about to go have sex, like, I have an altar, so I may do a little, you know, staging on my altar, a little, you know, protection, a little, you know, meditation for myself. Because it's like, you know, but if it's just kind of some like we about to have sex and it's just random and it may not be as deeper and
it's like a little don't get me pregnant.
That's basically what it is. God, I know what you be on, but don't be on that.
Please don't get me pregnant. That's a typical sex ritual. Y'all gotta stop doing that. God is not listening.
He's not.
Wrap it up. He like, really?
Okay, I hear you. Okay,
sure.
Sure.
No, I mean,
with just one last.
It just depends. Like, if in you may be in a situation where, like, you have a consistent partner, and it may be some massaging or some. Uh-huh. It's a lot of different things that may go into it versus, like, just it just depends on the person. Like, it may be like some energy exchange before the sex. It may be like if you find somebody that you can meditate with and do all that before sex, like, you got a real one, keep them around.
We're going to get a list of things you should do if you're trying to meditate with your partner.
Meditate with your partner. Like, and that's, it's so uncommon though. Like, I
really?
Yeah. Like,
what is this? I'm talking to
when I tell guys, like, oh yeah, like, I like to meditate before sex, or like, ooh, let's manifest. They're like, oh, fuck, you want to what? Like, you
want to
talk?
You
want to
talk.
And then I see girls that's like, oh, my boyfriend. Like, told me to, like, speak my manifestations into the universe while he's, like, eating me out. I'm just like, oh, my God. There's people that do that. Like,
gotta find your tribe, bro.
Yeah.
Or open your minds. Open your minds.
Do the research. Like,
it's not anything weird, guys.
You can literally
manifest
a bag with your cup with your person if you fucking wanted to.
Big facts.
Two people, like, it just... You
it's
know,
like prayer,
one
guys.
More
come on.
Together, the universe does things. Okay,
it just multiplies. Science is it like, multiplies.
1 + 1 is fucking 2. You know.
Sometimes it could be 16.
Sometimes.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know what's in your spirit. Okay.
What you think?
Have you ever had like a sex alias?
What is that?
Like you become another person when you have sex. Have you ever like
Third Eye Freak might pop out when I have
sex. Uh-oh. Third Eye Freak is the alias.
Everybody don't get Third Eye Freak.
Some people just may get the girl with the locks.
You may just get Simone.
You may just get
maybe not even that.
That's too personal.
No, I'm just joking. But like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't turn into like some dominatrix.
Yeah,
like
Sasha Fierce.
No, I mean, just
some people.
You
do.
May get the freakier
That's
version
cool.
of like.
Yeah, I feel like the best version of yourself is yourself when you are having sex, and the more authentic you can be. Maybe the best thing. Like, it could just be fun or silly.
I don't
take
nothing serious, so it's like, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. What is, like, the longest you've gone without, like, actual, like, sex with the person?
Or with the person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never went, like, years. But it may be like, you know, like 6 months, 7 months, you know.
Just routine maintenances.
I'm really picky, and like, I can live without it.
Why do people find that so hard to believe?
I can live without it. It's like, God bless me with like some hands and like other things. Like,
if my mind is sexual, then.
Yeah, I just don't, like, it's not like a thing. Like, I need sex to that. Like,
aw. Okay. Do you remember your first orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
Remember your first orgasm? Mm-hmm. What was it like? Did it come to you like, what the fuck? Or did it come to you like, this is what it's supposed to feel like?
It came to me like, what the fuck? Because...
Oh, no.
Just to say some fluid came out that never happened before, and I was shocked. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I had to learn about like squirting and like that's a thing, and I just
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and yeah, that was an experience because it just wasn't something that I was prepared for, and I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, what happened? And then, yeah.
Cause for concern.
I was really concerned. I was like, did he break something? Like, did my water break? Like, what's popping? And then, you know, that's just like a thing. And
you thought you're waterproof.
I had no clue.
That's great.
I was like, what is happening today?
Great.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's great. That is.
I remember every detail of that situation.
Is, yep, and that's why you do. Because that is great. I can only imagine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
I would blank for one night with blank. Finishing the sentence.
For one night with blank. Well, the last blank is Rihanna. I would walk across the Brooklyn Bridge for cheesecake.
Making a band style.
So he with Rihanna. Robin Fenty.
Oh.
If you seeing this girl, holla at me.
She trying to make her way to Rihanna.
Slide in my DM.
Come pick her up. Come snatch her.
Save me from this ghetto shit.
If you're seen a Robin Fenty in a vehicle driving here,
she here for me.
We know that she is only here for her.
You know why I love her so much.
You keep
forever.
She celebrates her birthday.
Right. She's my friend. Like, we bought her cake, and like, that's my friend. I DM her every birthday. She hasn't responded. It's been 10 years. Like, maybe 1 year.
Dang, Robert.
Like, it's okay.
Dang,
we're gonna meet in real life.
We're gonna get the book. Just say something back to her. That's like,
damn, like, I know you busy not giving us an album. So busy, but like.
Oh, Rihanna.
Okay, I'm done.
Her birthday the day after mine, so I technically got to fight for her, but you know. Respond back to this girl DMs, please.
Please, damn. Out of here.
Okay, last question. What makes a woman good in bed?
I don't know. No, I'm just
this one here.
Ah, she.
Yeah, you know what to tell you. Know.
I don't know. Like,
yeah.
If you got like tricks, can you ride the D for a long time without your knees popping and breaking? I can't do that, but it's probably
water and stretch.
Oh, okay. Like some yoga.
Nah, like not even yoga. Just stretch, like bend.
I think you gotta have a lot of stamina to be good.
You gotta have a lot of leg power.
A lot of leg power. Yeah, bro. A salute to you. Whoever can do that.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard and you appreciate it.
Yeah, you better appreciate it. Fuck me. I'm out here. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Okay, so tricks.
I don't know.
Stamina.
You gotta be like, I guess, like, pop out with some, you know? I mean, it just depends on who's asking if you're good.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing. I
feel like if you're pleasing
know.
Your partner or pleasing the person you're having sex with and you guys both leave the situation feeling fulfilled and, like, good, then I feel like you did your job. Like, if he leaves, like, damn, I ain't getting none out of this. I ain't feeling none. Then, I mean, then it's, like, their perspective.
Yeah.
But you could do the same thing with another guy, and he thinks it's the best thing in the world. So, it's just...
Find your dick.
It's about... Exactly. Or your vagina.
Find your vagina. Maybe your vagina doesn't like a dick. Maybe your vagina likes a clit. Find it.
Find it.
Just find it. It's okay. We'll help you search. Well, not like me
not
personally.
We won't.
Like, we won't be doing that. But.
So I ain't about to do too much
work. That's a lot. I'm not doing no pizza anymore.
A dating show? Like, do you like vagina or penis? Like,
I'm going to do a date Michelle, though.
Y'all do that.
I'm going to do a date Michelle. See,
I
we got to.
Support.
No, you got to be a producer. Because.
Yeah, cause I'm not dating nobody.
That's too much. We. See, and this is why we aren't helping you. So help yourselves, and we'll be in support of you helping yourself.
Yes. We had to learn the hard way. You gotta learn the hard way.
I mean, and at least you have us telling you these fun facts to live your life.
Don't do what we did, guys. Be better.
Please be better. Please be better. Or be worse and film it. So
for entertainment.
Be so much worse.
Yep.
You can always be better, but be worse. And then that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all my questions I have for you. But I would like to know what you brought. Because I heard you got some...
This big...
A bag of dicks!
No, but like, so I know, there are like...
Bag of dicks?
No, they're like crystal dildos. I haven't personally used them, but like, they look really lit.
They look really lit. Yeah,
they are.
I feel like... Are they solid made out of the crystal, or are they putting them in like resin?
I don't know.
Cause that would be a thing.
Maybe I should just buy one and research.
Yeah, cause I feel like
they have like different sizes, enough. And then it's like you can get one in clear quartz and rose quartz, and like
they tax them.
Yeah, it's for like $100.
We'll review one, and let you know whether or not you should buy it, or whether or not we should like make one. And that's cheaper that you can buy from us.
Sex toys coming soon!
He's in porn!
Let us do this.
I'm having my friends on this show. This is great!
All right.
Okay, so, what do we got?
I brought crystals. I'm the crystal queen. Connoisseur. So there's different crystals that are, like, good. So, fun fact, like... I have sex sometimes. Well, I've had sex and put crystals under the pillow. I didn't tell them though. I just snuck it.
Gonna sneak in crystals.
But like rose quartz is for like love and compassion, and like amethyst is like the same, but it's more for like communication.
Clarity.
And then clear quartz is basically clear communication as well. So, like, it's probably other crystals that are good for, like, sex, but, like, you stay strapped with these, you know? Like, keep them by your bed. Like, if you have a consistent partner and y'all live together, like, I keep clear quartz by my bed, but, like, I would keep all of, like, the lovey-dovey crystals by my bed, you know? Also, there's, like, candles with different colors. So, this is, like, the pink candle. It's a little burnt because I was trying to manifest one.
Okay.
And they come in different colors, so like pink is like the best like candle for like grounding in love and like compassion, or say like you and your partner beefing whatever, and you just like want to bring more compassion into your space. Like color candles are good ways to do that. Like I would have 1,000 of these just chilling around my room if I like just not scared to burn the house down. But they're literally cheap. You can buy like a pack of different colors at like your local spirit shop, and they don't have this one doesn't have any scent, which is good in some cases. I don't like a lot of scents, but you can also just add, if you want to, like some type of like essential oil to the candle, so when it's burning it does have a scent. Or you can put like an essential oils in the diffusers if you want to just like bring a little vibe to the situation.
Nice.
So there's different things. If you really want to get into it, you can burn some sage while you about to get it in, you know, set the little mood a little bit, a little, you know,
smoke
if you want. Yeah, if you
want
to rub, if you want to like do a whole little vibe for your partner, guy or girl, you can set up a nice bath, put like roses in it, put crystals around the tub, put candles around the tub, you know, a little situation.
That's cute.
Hey.
I like that.
I seen it.
No, this one.
Never had it. But I seen it.
You gotta know sometimes.
But it's like popping though. Like you can just have different color candles and like it's called a spiritual bath, but you can use them before you about to get it in. If y'all can fit together, then do that, you know?
That's good tips. I like that. Right. We're gonna have to write them down.
Right on.
So I'm gonna have them like pop up and be like, man, this is what you should do. Because this is very necessary.
Yeah, there's just different, I mean, it's kind of whatever you feel comfortable with. Again, it's always about the person that you're doing it with. Or if you're doing it by yourself, that's even better because you don't have that distracting energy. I mean, but like, if it's something that you're into and like it's something new that you've never experienced with your partner, be like, yo, this is something I learned and I want to try it. And yeah, it's not going to hurt. It's only going to benefit y'all relationship or benefit the situation or benefit the experience. And you probably will have more orgasms, TBH.
And we need more orgasms. Yeah. More orgasms, please.
In 2020.
We're so like past that. Like, just please yourselves, please others. Do better.
Learn how to please yourself first so then you can tell
so you
others
can know.
How to please.
Yes. Know. Know it.
Yeah.
Know it. Love it.
Be it.
Be it. Manifest it.
Do it a lot.
Bring it back. Feel it. Okay, so thank you for coming. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
My name is Bratskiat.
My name is Simone. Simone's so amazing on Instagram. Alter Ego, Third Eye Freak, Energy Cleanser, all that stuff. Lover of everyone.
Hit her up, man. She is affordable, so.
And y'all gonna catch me while my spirit's high because I'm doing a lot of free stuff right now, but.
See? But
not
prices could go up.
They going up, but spirit ain't told me yet. So when they do, you may not be able to find me no more.
Just, you know, try to reach out, but follow her right now anyway, though. Take your phone out. Switch over from this. Make sure you do that. And then we'll see you again on another episode of Pizza and Porn.
Pizza and Porn!
Yeah. Oh yeah!
Oh, yeah.